The Georgia Cotton Commission works closely with the University of Georgia Cotton Team on various issues of importance to producers across the state. And in this report brought to you by the Georgia Cotton Commission, we hear from Jared Whitaker, UGA Cotton Extension Agronomist, who talks about getting that seed in the ground, which, by the way, is progressing nicely in most areas.
Cotton planting's progressing pretty well. We've had some, I wouldn't say abnormally, but we've had some pretty warm weather up until now. And so growers have been kind of itching to get started. And we started out with some fairly good soil moisture, and it's starting to let go in places. You know, we're at the point where growers are trying to figure out how to keep it all in schedule with all the acres they have to plant, thinking about where they are in the planting window. And, you know, we are, it's at the time to go. And, you know, us being the first of May, you know, growers still have several weeks to get the crop in and still be timely, but it is time to get started. So that's been kind of where everybody's been, trying to decide what acres to plant and how fast to go.
And for those who have just started planting or have yet to start, Whitaker has these words of advice.
As far as getting started, you know, I think it's safe to say we make a tremendous investment in the crop just up to the point in which we plant. We buy the seed, we buy the herbicides, you know, as far as freeze. I think it's important to get a good start from a standpoint of, you know, getting a good stand, and ultimately from a weed perspective, making sure that you're clean as you get started and we get those residuals activated is, to me, the best way to get started.
Again, that was Jared Whitaker, UGA Cotton Extension Agronomist. To learn more about cotton research programs with the UGA Cotton Team, contact the Georgia Cotton Commission office in Perry. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.